think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lickman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
Okay, Joey Pals, next up in our last hour that we're together today, Children and Charity. So we invited back Greg Wetmore from...
I'm glad you said back, Joey. It's been a while, hasn't it? United Cerebral Palsy of the Inland Empire, and people are saying, what is that?
But UCPIE.
It's just like LGBTQ.
T-Q-I-A asterisk.
And now it's more.
It's wonderful to see you again,
you
dear
too,
friend.
You too, Joey. You too.
Tell everybody how you've weathered the COVID.
Well,
we've
done remarkably well because the nature of our business, our nonprofit business, is taking care of families who have children with special needs. And needless to say, our life was tough enough, yours and mine, during COVID.
Yes.
But when you have, in some cases, three children with special needs, two in a wheelchair and one with another special need, it's a whole different thing. And one of the programs we offer is called in-home respite care. And because of that, the services were increased significantly. That is a state program that we are commissioned to run for the state. And we provide workers, over 350 families, to provide this service. That's our biggest service.
We have here many, in the Coachella Valley. Many other,
in the Inland Empire.
350.
350 families, over 200 respite workers. As I said, Joy, that's the biggest program
yes.
that we offer. On top of that, we have after-school programs that had to take a back seat during COVID, and we've created wonderful Zoom events. We have dance parties on Friday afternoon. We have karaoke. We have movie watching, popcorn included. We have drive-thrus. We just had a Halloween drive-through for candy. We have our holiday Christmas coming up with another drive-through. It's lots of fun.
And keeps how creative you've had to get.
Oh, yeah. Very, very creative. And that's the beauty of my organization and my staff in particular, that creative comes natural to them. I have to fight it sometime because as we get older. Some of us get older.
We all are, hopefully.
We're a little less creative than we used to be, but my staff get the juices flowing, and we provide great services. We're located, our administrative offices are in Rancho Mirage, right beside Misty's consignment store.
Oh, know it well.
It's very nice. And Rancho Mirage Coffee across the street, which is fabulous, and the pastries are good.
K-O-F-F-I.
Not that one. This is R-M Coffee.
Sorry.
In fact, well, don't be sorry. I have coffee, K-O-F-F-I, tomorrow in Rancho Mirage. I tell people, if I'm not having coffee with someone, I'm not doing my job.
There you go.
In terms of being out and about. So,
now, United Cerebral Palsy Inland Empire. How many years?
Well, I've been 13.
And your title?
I'm the president and CEO. And the organization, this organization, which is an affiliate of the national organization, with 66 or so different affiliates across the country. Ours has been in existence for 35 years here in the Inland Empire. But we're a bit of a misnomer by our name, because United Cerebral Palsy suggests to people that we serve people with cerebral palsy, and we do. And that started 70 years ago in Washington, D.C., when a family had a child and had no idea what the problem was. Called it a disease in those days. It's not. It's a condition.
Oh.
And in those days, you and I both lived through the AIDS epidemic. And in those days, people thought this thing that their children had was contagious.
Oh,
and
sad.
Even though AIDS didn't exist way back then, looking back, people are saying it was kind of like that.
It was.
Back then.
Polio was that way.
Yes, another.
But is there a treatment for
It's hard to say, isn't it? We won't ask you to spell
palsy.
It. There are several. The good news is over the years past, doctors have been more in tune with the condition. And it's a condition that's normally caused at birth. When something goes wrong and affects the brain, that's a cerebral part of the condition.
Gotcha.
But people can get it by having a traffic accident. If the brain is affected, then they can have cerebral palsy. But the interesting thing about our name is we're more than our name. We serve fewer cerebral palsy individuals than we do Down syndrome, intellectual disabilities. Autism is huge, and any and all disabilities we serve.
Oh, what are the age ranges?
We don't do a lot with birth to six, but from six to 66 and more. The majority of our clients are children, but we do have some adult clients as well. I have to put a word in for the Tour de Palm Springs. We are the most active nonprofit in the Tour de Palm Springs. We've raised over $100,000 one year.
Oh.
And we started in 2012 with one child riding an adaptive bike. That's another program we have. We provide specially built adaptive bicycles for children so they can ride like me and you. And they have the same sensation that we did when we were 6 years old and got on our first bike.
Gosh.
The freedom that gives us. And we've been riding in the Tour. In 2012, we raised $600. We thought it was awesome. 2 years ago, we raised
$100,000. Oh, wow.
During COVID, the event took place at my home. We had the driveway because it was COVID. And we had some people riding and some people walking. But 2022, it's back in Palm Springs. It's on Indian Canyon this year, not Palm Canyon. It's a great event with Tim Esser.
Yes,
of certainly
course.
Know Tim.
I used to get up at 5:30 in the morning when he first started doing that. How many years ago?
Oh, 24,
yeah,
25, yeah.
And sing the anthem for all those bikers at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Now they have the high school do that.
Yes.
They're younger and they can get up. Well, I don't know about getting up early, and that's a great part of it, too.
It's wonderful what Tim Esser does. Yes, sir. It's Esser.
I just did that ad last week. I've been doing it for several years. In fact, we have the tour ad coming up in a week or so at KESQ as well.
Tell me how you raise your funds.
We raise our funds through fundraising. We have lots of fundraisers. We have one coming up at the Ritz. Interestingly, Joe, and you can relate to this, on the Wednesday of COVID starting, I, in conjunction with my board, I made the recommendation that we needed to postpone an event at the Ritz-Carlton on Saturday. I was the beginning of the nonprofits having to cancel and postpone. It was a terrible, terrible decision
time to do it.
But the good news is after 2 years, we're having that event. All the people who paid to come 2 years ago are coming as our guests.
Oh.
And that's on the 30th of April. So we have significant fundraisers. We've also enhanced our giving program in terms of donors. We have a legacy fund now where people can leave a name in a will. I attended an event on Saturday of someone who passed away and was advised at that event that that individual had left us a significant amount of money. And people can relate to us because of the work we do with children and special
needs.
Yes,
and there's some of these things, like specifically cerebral palsy, there's no cure.
There is no cure. You asked earlier, and I'll tell you that there are treatments and things that make life easier, but it's still not, can't be cured. Our chairman of the board, I am so proud of Demetrius Sinor. He has CP. He was born as a triplet. And one of the triplets died, not related to the birth.
Uh-huh.
His other sibling, a brother, is fine, doesn't have, he does. He's a teacher, has been for many years in Desert Hot Springs.
Oh.
His doctor told his father that he would never amount to anything. He would never have a job. He would never walk. And the more nevers that his father heard, took that as a motivation to say, I'll show you, son of a gun. I'll show you what my son will be able to do.
Isn't that wonderful?
And he's a well-loved teacher up in Desert Hot Springs.
I bet.
So.
Oh, this, you're an inspiration. Greg Wetmore is here. First of all, give us the website.
The website is ucpie.org. It's new, just launched from the old website in the past, and it's exciting. And you go there, and you get the excitement that I hope I'm giving you today about our organization.
My goodness. And how many clients do you have in the Inland Empire, you said?
In the Inland Empire, 350
families.
In-home families.
Wow.
And we had seven after-school programs before COVID. We'll be getting back to that. I had a dream, I still do, of having 20 after-school programs throughout the Inland Empire, but seven is okay.
Oh, that's great, dear.
We had five at one time, and the state of California decided back in 2009 that would eliminate all of the funding for after-school programs, saying in their infinite wisdom, special needs children don't need recreational programs.
Yeah, yes.
Right. Right.
Don't need to ride a bicycle.
But that all changed, and we're moving in leaps and bounds.
Well, I'm so happy for you. My goodness. Okay, if somebody wants to be supportive, you need volunteers. What? Tell us.
We need help from time to time. We have a great relationship with the, and you'll help me with the name, I always forget their name, the mother-daughter organization in the desert called, neither one of us.
Oh no, yes. I do know what you mean.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, well, keep talking.
They have been a tremendous help at events like
Junior League. Gosh.
Events like the Bowl-a-thon that we have. We have had 30 years of Bowl-a-thons at Palm Springs Lanes. Businesses in the Coachella Valley pay for a lane. They bring their staff, or they give it back to us for our kids. So people can help there. And we also have other events. We have the Paint and Sip.
Oh.
From time to time. Have you ever been to one of those, Joe?
No, but I publicize it when I get the press release.
They're great events. You need to come sometime.
I would love to. Sip sounds like it might be wine.
It's the better part of the paint and sip part. But
do you have a physical office?
We do.
Okay.
Our administrative office is located in Rancho Mirage, next door to Misty's.
Oh, yes, you said it's that. What's the address?
It's a very large building. Dr. Q's office is in there as well. It's 70017 Highway 111, but it's better known as the big building beside Dr. Q's office.
Gotcha.
And that's strictly administrative, but it's a beautiful office.
And do you have a phone number we can share?
Yes, I'm going to give my cell, which is always the best. 760-272-4260.
4260. Okay, because make sure that we continue to get all the information about the fundraisers and the special programs and volunteer needs and
you will.
Anything.
And now that we've reconnected,
yes.
I won't let you out of my life
again.
Oh,
thank you. Will you do something special for the kids for Christmas?
Yes. Well, the biggest event we had was, or have had, was 450 to 500 individuals, family members, children at the La Quinta Resort, who very graciously helped us with that event. The last 2 years, they've had to be Zoom events, but they're still fun. We have them on Zoom. We have dancing. I have some of our clients that I've been dancing with for 13 years.
One year
I fell off the truck because we were offloading the material for the event, and I could sit in the truck, but I couldn't get out of the truck.
So that sounds...
One of the young ladies was, where's my dance partner?
But
we have fun. We have great fun.
Bless your heart for doing this.
I've been saying for years, if you can't have fun, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Were you touched in your family by CP?
No. Not at all. I started my nonprofit career with Goodwill Industries,
yes,
with people with disabilities. I thought when I finished my degree that I would go on and become a social worker because I thought, I'm a do-good person, I'm kind-hearted, that's what I'll do. I didn't. I went into for-profit business and one day got a call from Goodwill Industries asking if I might be interested in an executive position, and I thought, I don't know about that. The rest is history.
It's Joey Pals, we've been sharing the heartbeats with Greg Wetmore. He's the president and CEO of UCPIE.org. All this will be up on JoeyEnglish.com. Thank you so much for stopping by, sweetheart.
Thank you.
If you're near your phones, we've got presents for you.